Contents will bring to you.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here in New York City, speaking from the Earth Church. The Earth Church is not in a building anymore. We're in a forest, and this is very interesting because, of course, the animals and the plants are communicating all the time, singing and talking, and some of them are interested in of course, being on the radio. We always knew that the nation state was collapsing, the city was collapsing. We knew that the old governments were fictitious and violent. And we knew that the Earth was taking over. Now it's happened. And we will continue to try to turn over the human technology to them, and they may have technologies that seems like I'm back in my neck of the woods here, where I think it's a little quieter, and I think that we can proceed here. We have found that every part of the forest is singing, and if you had 1,000 little microphones and you put them, 1 inch apart in the bushes on the forest floor, and up in the tree bark and on the branches, you would have singing coming into all those microphones. And the songs are beautiful, and I think it makes good radio. It's just that we don't know how to. Well, we're trying to get some kind of programming going here. Opportunity, I think, now to proceed with the program. We're moving around the forest and looking for ways to. Now I'm out and sort of on the edge of the meadow here. We have, of course, the ecosystems are very alive, and they are no longer owned strictly by human beings. We feel sometimes as if they. Well, we are looking forward to sharing power in a kind of cooperative, communal way with the animals and the plants, the bacteria, the eagles, every possible. And so let's get this radio show. Well, okay. And this is Billy back again. Now let's try to get going here. One issue here, of course, is what is music, and how do we categorize music that might be good to listen to? And we have some music that we think that the animals will appreciate. We have Paul Winter, we have Sun Ra, we have Brian Eno, we have Atlas Coltrane. We have a lot of interesting, but how would they, we want to know how they might register with us their approval. Sometimes they dance around and.
Ever falling down. impressions chosen from another time, 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 from another time.
To news from the natural world. I'm Savitri D. 9 out of 10 people in the world breathe polluted air. Every year, an estimated 7 million people die from air pollution across the globe. Researchers estimate that exposure to PM2.5, pollutant particles with widths 30 times smaller than a human hair, can be linked to almost 6 million premature births and roughly 3 million underweight babies per year. Preterm birth complications are the leading cause of death among children under 5 years old, while babies with low birth weight suffer increased risk for non-communicable diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease later in life. The smallest class of inhalable particles, PM2.5, permeates both indoor and outdoor air. Sources range from vehicle emission burning fuels, forest fires, and chemical plant exhaust to cooking, smoking, burning candles, and fireplaces. Once inhaled, these small particles can easily travel deep into the lungs. Recent research shows that exposure to pollutants like PM2.5 and nitrogen gases disrupts hormone regulation, prompting earlier puberty. American girls now start menstruation up to 4 years earlier than a century ago. Early puberty is linked to its own long-term health risks, including higher chances of reproductive cancers and metabolic diseases, and disproportionately affects low-income women and women of color. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a ban on fossil fuel advertising to combat climate change, labeling coal, oil, and gas corporations as godfathers of climate chaos. Guterres compared fossil fuel advertising to tobacco ads, suggesting both should be banned due to their harmful impacts. The UN lacks legal means to enforce the ban, but Guterres's call boosts campaign efforts against fossil fuel sponsorships. Limiting fossil fuel advertising could help reduce public deception and promote cleaner energy alternatives, crucial for mitigating climate change's health and environmental impacts. Activists have long called for an end to greenwashing. Over the course of the last 100,000 years, wild terrestrial mammal biomass has declined by an estimated 85%. In wild mammals, this is estimated on the basis of biomass. This means that each animal is measured in tons of carbon that it holds. This is a function of its body mass. In an extended period between 50,000 to 10,000 years ago, hundreds of the world's largest mammals were wiped out in a prolonged event called the Quaternary Megafauna Extinction Event. Humans were the main driver of this, killing off species through overhunting and changes to their habitats. Remarkably, fewer than 5 million people were living across the world at the time. The expansion of human agriculture into wild habitats has continued to negatively impact wildlife ever since. Plants, mainly trees, account for more than 82% of biomass on Earth. Tiny bacteria sum up to 13%. The animal kingdom accounts for only 0.4%, and humans account for just 0.01% of the Earth's biomass. It would take 70 trillion humans to match Earth's collective biomass. Giant viruses found on the Greenland ice sheet probably regulate the growth of snow algae on the ice by killing them. Algae lying dormant on the ice starts blooming in spring, blackening large areas of the ice. When the ice blackens, its ability to reflect the sun diminishes, which accelerates the melting of the ice. Increased melting exacerbates global warming. Researchers believe harnessing these giant viruses may help control the snow algae in order to reduce ice melt. Giant viruses grow to the size of 2.5 micrometers, far bigger than most bacteria. Their genome is also 20 times greater than the average bacteria. A planet thought to orbit the star 40 Eridani A, known as Vulcan, is really a kind of astronomical illusion caused by the pulses and jitters of the star itself. By tracking subtle shifts in starlight, scientists can measure wobbles in the star itself as the gravity of an orbiting planet tugs it one way, then another. What appears to be a planet is really the flickering of something on the star's surface that coincides with a 40-day rotation. Perhaps the roiling of hotter and cooler layers beneath the star's surface, called convection, combined with stellar surface features such as spots and plasias, which are bright, active regions. Both can alter a star's radial velocity signals. A new study shows that pollution from California wildfires killed more than 52,000 people in a decade. Researchers say particulate matter released by the fires has a devastating effect on local populations that far outweighs the number of deaths directly attributable to them. A study led by Rachel Connolly of the University of California, Los Angeles, looked at data from 2008 to 2018 and isolated the amount of small particulate matter released specifically by wildfires. They found at least 52,480 premature deaths could be attributed to this specific pollution. The cost of treating people affected by the pollutants was calculated at $432 billion. The study comes as much of California and other parts of the American West are sweltering under the first heat wave of the year. Temperatures as high as 120 degrees Fahrenheit scorched Death Valley, while Las Vegas broiled under 112 degree heat. The early summer heat wave has raised concerns that the fire season could be fierce after two relatively benign years thanks to wet winters. Cyanobacteria are essential for the sustenance of life. A new study shows that these organisms do not operate in isolation, but rather physically interact through membrane nanotubes. The membrane nanotubes make it possible for the bacteria to transfer material by generating an exchange bridge, a kind of hose that connects with nearby cells, allowing them to transfer substances from some cyanobacteria to others. This is the first time that physical and direct contact between the bacteria has been demonstrated. Cyanobacteria are responsible for producing more than half of the oxygen on Earth. The world's biggest solar plant has come online, according to the Chinese media, covering 33,000 acres in the desert of northwest Xinjiang and capable of powering a small country on its own. The facility was reportedly connected to the grid last week. Located in a desert area of the famously troubled Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in northwestern China, the 3.5 gigawatt capacity plant is slated to generate about 6.9 billion kilowatt hours of electricity each year. That's enough to single-handedly power a country like Cameroon or Laos, or fulfill the entire electrical demand of Vermont or Alaska. The installation comes amid a surge of investment into renewable energy in the country, one that the International Energy Agency recently described as extraordinary. In 2023, China commissioned as much solar power as the entire world did in 2022. There have been signs that China's carbon emissions might have peaked. Levels fell for the first time in 14 months in March. By 2030, almost half of China's electricity generation will come from renewable energy sources. And now, the sounds of extinction. The southern cassowary is a huge flightless bird found in the wet tropics of Australia and in parts of Papua New Guinea. They stand 5 feet tall and weigh up to 165 pounds. They have striking bright blue heads. The southern cassowary has velociraptor-like legs and a neon blue neck. Fiercely territorial, they hiss and rumble when threatened. The name cassowary originates from the Papuan word for horned and head. There are approximately 4,000 left in Australia. Cassowaries are considered a keystone species for the crucial role they play in the rainforests of northeast Australia. They disperse seeds, especially from trees, and maintain biodiversity in the ecosystem. The primary threats to the cassowary are car strikes, habitat loss, attacks by dogs, and climate change. And hear the sound of the cassowary.
Consumerism is the main psychological fact in the United States. We are
taken out of the possibility of having our personal present tense, our personal intense moment of action, of music, the consumerizing of religion, the fundamentalism of militarism and consumerism, and it takes us out of our personal present tense. You following me? That's a pretty extreme thing to say, but we're operating in echoes in virtual reality. Product life is not straight ahead. It's not direct. It's not a world of the senses. It's not touching. It's not hearing. It's not smelling. It's not speaking. It's all contained and manufactured and repurposed. And because we're going through borders and paying to do that. Consumerism. The music that we all live in, the plants and animals and people, one-celled animals, forests, estuaries, music everywhere. This music, we all radiate waves of vibrating air around us. There are electrical exchanges going on. Laughter. We're inhaling, we're exhaling life. We're in it. We're in it, and then we're taken from it. Take it back, people. Let's go back to the music. Go outside. Find a way out of this cynical rejection of the unknown. It's fear. Donald Trump isn't that far from what we are doing anyway in consumerism. He's just sort of recognizing it and turning it into a comedy routine and turning it into his cruelty. But that fear was always there. So let's make those cultural changes in our language, in our stories, in our songs, in our sensual life with each other, in our community, in our laughter, our storytelling. Oh, I already said stories before, didn't I? And let's repeat ourselves. Amen. That's what good preachers do. Our way of letting dreams come into the everyday. Don't let people point a finger at you and call you New Age or a tree hugger or all that fear, all that name calling. Our one task we have in the Earth Church is to provide a doorway of safety to protect each other from the cynical mockery that consumerism and fear use to keep that enforcement going. Alternative living is the alternative life that we're seeking is strange enough to change enough. This passage is through the music. Can we be strange enough to change enough to change enough? Can we be strange enough to change enough to change enough? Hey! Strange enough to change enough to change enough to change enough to change. Change, hallelujah. Thank you for being with us today in our effort to live in the ecosystem and not the city, to live with each other and not echoes and virtual realities of each other. Let's be direct now. Let's be strange enough. Earth, hallelujah.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn.